We all know the sensation that comes with feeling full after a good meal, and that most likely contributes to us stopping eating more. But exactly how and where that message is produced and then relayed to the brain wasn't known. Now, working on flies, Yale scientist William Olds has found a group of stretch-sensitive nerve cells that, if you turn them off, makes flies overeat. If you increase the activity in these cells, on the other hand, the insects undereat. And because equivalent nerve cells also exist in humans, targeting this system could be a way to help people to slim down.
I was really interested in metabolism and obesity. And so when I started this, I was just looking at the metabolism of flies. You have all this wiring from the brain to the digestive system, and it's already been established that if you cut any of these wires that connect the gut to the brain, you're going to eat more and you're going to have issues with your feeding control.
And that's even in flies. So you interrupt the nerve connections between a fly brain and its gut, and flies gain weight.
Yes, that is correct.
Gosh, do you know why?
We're still trying to figure that question out. So the hypothesis is that these nerve cells and this communication between the gut and the brain is integral to telling us, hey, stop eating. To test that, we first use some tricks that you can do in flies that allow you to turn on or turn off nerve cells when you want, where you want. So what we did was we inactivated these neurons and activated these neurons, and we just looked at their metabolism, so sugar levels in their blood and their food intake. We found some nerve cells that connect to the posterior part of the fly's gut. So the analogous region would be the colon in humans. And we found that these neurons that are tightly wound around this part of the gut have this profound effect on food intake. If you turn them off, the food intake is 3 to 4-fold higher than controls. And if you turn them on, it's about 1/2 to 1/4.
When you say turn them on, do you mean that you make the cells more active?
Yes.
So there's some kind of loop going on here where these cells are informing the brain of something. And if you suppress them, they're sort of releasing the brain and the brain just says eat.
Precisely.
So what do you think they're actually doing in the fly? Are they there to say to the fly, you're full, stop eating?
That's the current hypothesis that I'm working with. In America, we have Thanksgiving, and the whole point is to eat as much as you want, right? Until you get that feeling when you're full. Everybody's experienced with that feeling when you just have 5 or 6 hamburgers and you just feel like you can't eat another bite. You have this feeling of like stretchiness.
5 or 6 hamburgers, Will.
Yeah.
Only 5
well,
or 6.
Well, you know, this is America. We have a terrible obesity problem.
But your conclusion would therefore be that what these nerve cells might be stretch receptors. They're detecting how full or distended the guts are, and perhaps they're feeding back on the brain saying, I'm stretching myself to the limit, stop eating.
Precisely.
Are these nerve cells exclusive to the gut, or will you find them doing jobs elsewhere in the animal? I'm thinking therapeutically, if we wanted, and we are able to find these cells existing in mammals, and we want to target them, for instance, as an anti-obesity treatment, it would be much easier if they were exclusively and selectively present in the intestines and nowhere else in the body.
Yeah, so that's a great question. So these are the homologs, the evolutionary conserved versions of these are expressed in multiple regions in mammals. So you have versions of these in your kidneys, as well as your lungs. They don't all necessarily play this stretch function that you see in flies. But the nice thing about them being expressed in this intestine region is that the amount of drug that you have to put in is much lower than something in the central nervous system, the brain, for instance. So you have less of a chance of off-target effects. This is a very attractive drug target as a result.
To a certain extent, have we not been aware for many years that the gut does appear to be sensitive to stretch? I mean, A, is logical, and B, we have got evidence from various lines and various routes that actually if you stretch the gut or distend the gut, signals that appear to be linked to satiety come out. So what does your study add that we didn't really know already?
What we know right now is the stretch is important. You can go back to Homer in the Odyssey, there are multiple passages where they say they go until their stomachs cannot be stretched anymore. So it's obviously clearly something that we've known for a long time. But the question is, who are the players? What is exactly going on? How are these nerve cells able to detect that this stretch is going on? We know they are, but what is giving them the capability to do that? So what my study shows is that these particular stretch receptors are likely the key player in helping the neuron find out when we have eaten too much and that the gut is stretched and you need to stop eating.
William Olds.